We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya Chelek Beis, Hilchas Mila, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Yud Zayin. V'al kein yefsher lahager lehizgayer kiim al yedei bezin shel shloisha. Based on what we've been learning here, we can understand why a convert cannot convert unless there is a bezin, a court of three. Ki yefsher lotzeis me'azu amo dahay alma. V'lichnois b'kdushas Yisrael kiim al yedei tzadikei adoranal. Because as we mentioned previously, it's impossible for a person to separate themselves from the spiritual filth of this world, of the physical materialistic world, and to enter into the holiness of the Jewish nation other than with the assistance of the tzaddikim of the generation. Shehim bechinas bechirei tzaddikaya, which we referred to earlier as the choicest of the tzaddikim. Shehim bechinas balei hasoda hanal. Rabbi Nazal refers to them in chapter 65 in Likutei Moran, which this halach is based on, as the master of the field, the one who's in charge of taking care of the Jewish souls, which are compared to the vegetation in a field. Sherak al yodo boen el hatachlis hanal. It's only through a bezin of three, and it's only through the tzaddikim of the generation that a person can get to the tachlis that we spoke about earlier, to get to the ultimate goal, to that very high spiritual place. V'al kein, and therefore, hager shebol izgayer, v'lotzeis mitumas hashivim akum, v'lichnois b'kdushas Yisrael, a non-Jew who wants to convert and exit from the impurity of the 70 nations and enter into the holiness of the Jewish people, b'kdushas hashivim ponim shel Torah, he wants to enter into the holiness of the 70 facets of the Torah, shenimshach me'abitul anal, which a person is able to draw upon themselves when they go up to that bitul, when the person we mentioned earlier nullifies themselves and separates themselves completely from the materialistic world. Yef shaloi, it's impossible for him to achieve this, kiim al yedei bezin shel shloisha, unless he has a bezin of three. Ki b'chol mokim sheyesh shloisha dayonim, hei mekablim v'yonkim yediyas ha-toyro mimoish rabbeinu olav ha-shalom, shehu klal ha-toyro. Because whenever you have a group of three judges, they have the ability to receive knowledge of Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu, who represents the entire Torah. We know that the words Moshe Rabbeinu are bigimatria, numerical value 613, to show that Moshe Rabbeinu represents the entire Torah. V'hu ikar bechinas bal hasod hanal. And Moshe Rabbeinu is the real master of the field. Shehu mevies kol Yisrael el hatachlis al yedei ha-Torah shenosan lanu. And he's the one who brings the Jewish people to the tachlis, to the ultimate goal, via the Torah that he gave us, al yedei oitzem niflois habitul shaloi, through the incredible level of bitul that Moshe Rabbeinu was zeicha to achieve. She'olo lamoroim, the Torah tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to heaven, v'shohosham shalosh pomim arboim yoim, and he was zeichet to remain up in heaven within a spiritual world, a totally non-physical place. He was zeichet to go up there and remain there 3 times 40 days, 3 consecutive periods of 40 days, from Shavuos, from Matan Torah, right after the Torah was given on Har Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu went up, and he came back down on Shivasar B'Tammuz. Today happens to be Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. This year is being given. We're starting the month in which the era of the 3 weeks is going to begin, which we're going to discuss in the next paragraph here. But that was the first 40 days. Then Moshe Rabbeinu went back up again and came down on Rosh Chodesh Elul. And then he went up the third time. He went up and came down on Yom Kippur. So he was up in heaven in this state of bitul, no physical, no materialism, for 3 times 40 days. Lechem lo yochal, he didn't eat anything or drink anything. Ad shezocho lahamshech mishom kol ha-toyra kula. to the point where Moshe Rabbeinu was zeiched to draw from that very high spiritual place the entire Torah, l'chayoseinu kayoim hazeh, which is giving us spiritual life till today. V'chol hadayonim sheba'olam, and all judges of the Jewish people, of the entire world, tzrichin lekabel mimenu, all of them need to receive from Moshe Rabbeinu. Because the Gemara tells us, ki ikar hadayonim heim smuchim, in order for a rabbi to qualify to be a dayon, to be a judge, he has to have smicha, ordination. Shetzrichin sheyu smuchin mehorebi shelohem shesomcham. Each and every rabbi has to receive smicha from his rabbi. Shehu nismach mi rabbi, who received smicha from his rabbi. V'rabbi mi rabbi. And the chain keeps going back. Ad Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom. It's got to be an unbroken chain that goes all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the real smicha that the Gemara speaks about when it talks about the dayonim, a dayon, a judge who's qualified to be on a bezin. That's what we're referring to. V'alkein hadayon nikro elekim. And this is why we find in the Chumash, in Parshas Mishpatim, when it refers to a Jewish judge, it refers to him as Elohim, the name of Hashem. Ki hu mekabel mi Moshe Rabbeinu, because he receives from Moshe Rabbeinu, the Dayonim here receive back from Moshe Rabbeinu via this chain, Shemevi kol Yisrael el atachlis. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who brings the entire Jewish people to the Tachlis. He plugs the entire Jewish nation into that very high place. Ubifrat hatzadikim hamitiyim, especially the true tzadikim in every generation. Shehem hashoiftim v'hadayonim amitiyim shebechol dor. These are the judges and the major rabbis of each and every generation. Shemashpia aleim daitoi hakdoisha. Moshe Rabbeinu shines upon them his holy das. Lichloil belikusi isborach, to be able to plug into Hashem and spirituality. Al yedei habitul anal, via the beetle that we discussed earlier. Berotzoi vashoiv, they should be able to plug into that high spiritual level in rotzoi and shoiv. Rotzoi means going up, shoiv means coming back down. Shemishom mekablin das hatoiro lishpoit tzedek. It's from that very high place that these great rabbis receive the knowledge of Torah with which to be able to judge and litigations and different cases, and they receive that Torah via Moshe Rabbeinu. V'alkei nikroim elikim. And this is why the judges are called by the name of Hashem, Elohim, ki nichlolim beloikusa yisborach al yedei habitolanal, because these rabbis actually plug into Hashem. Kaviyoch, they become part of Hashem through that beetle, by nullifying and negating all their connections to the physical world, through that beetle process that we're discussing the whole time here. V'alkein, and therefore, i'efshar lahager le'ezgayer v'lichnois b'gdusha satoira, shehi alidei b'chinas bitul anal kanal, and therefore it's impossible for a non-Jew to convert and to enter into the holiness of Torah, which comes about through bitul, as we mentioned earlier, kiim alidei shloisha dayonim, shemekaplem koyach mitzadike emesanal, unless the person converts in front of a panel of three judges, who receive their power from the true tzaddikim, going all the way back, Shehim Bechinas Moshe, who are in the category of Moshe Rabbeinu, Shaydei Zeh Zoichin Lovo Yel HaTachlis. It's via these great tzaddikim, they're the ones who have the ability to bring any person, including the judges that are going to be the panel for this conversion, to bring them to the Tachlis, to plug them into this very high spiritual level, Shaideze Mizgairin Hagerin. And that's what enables this panel of judges to be able to convert the person who's coming to convert, Vinichnosen Bigdushas Yisrael, and to help them enter into the holiness of the Jewish people. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain this a little bit using Kabbalistic terms. to make clear to us this issue of three judges. V'alkein heim shloisha dayonim. Therefore, we need three judges. Kishemamshichim hatoyra mehorishimu hanal, because when we're bringing down Torah from the imprint that was left via the bitul, shehu alidei hakelim sheoisim lekabel oyer hazrichanal, which means we're receiving via those vessels that were prepared to receive the light of the bitul, the elu hakelim heim bechinas hoeser tikunim, these vessels in which the Torah is being brought down, which the light from that high level of bitul is being shined down, these vessels actually correspond to the 10 midos of Hashem. Shehem bechinas eser sfirois, which are referred to as the 10 sfirois. Shehem klal kol hakelim hakdoishim. Those 10 sfirois represent the vessels that are used to receive Hashem's light. Shehem klulim b'sholosh kavin, and they are summarized in three paths. Shehem chesed, v'din, v'rachmim. The three paths that these 10 spheroids take, one is on the right side, which is referred to as chesed. The second one is on the left, which is referred to as din. And in the center, you have rachamim. Shehem b'chinas shloisha ovois. These are represented by the three forefathers of the Jews, Avraham, Yitzchok, Yaakov. Shebohem klulin kol ho'eser tikunim. In them is included all 10 of these tikunim, these 10 spheroids. Shehem atiko stimo kiyadua. The sum total of all 10 of them is referred to as atiko stimo, which is a nickname for a very high level of holiness, like that level of bitul. V'ze bechinas maimar Eliyahu zal. With this, we could understand a little bit the statement of Eliyahu Hanavi, the lecture of Eliyahu Hanavi, which is brought in the beginning in the introduction of the Tikkuni Zohar. Sheshom mevoyar umuvan lamaskil kol inyan habitul anal. There, in the introduction to the Tikkuni Zohar, it explains to one who's capable of understanding this whole concept of this bitul. Ubechinas hakelim lekabel ho'er, and it discusses the vessels that are needed to receive Hashem's light, hanasn al yedei bechinas rotzoi v'shoiv hanal, the light that's generated through the procedure of rotzoi v'shoiv. Rotzoi means a person going up to a very high level. V'shoiv means returning, coming back down. K'may shekosu shom, as it says over there in the Maimar Eliyahu, in the introduction to the Tikkuni Zohar, Antuchad, you Hashem are one, v'loi b'chushbon, but you're not part of any count. Antu ilo al kol iloin, you are above everything that's above. You are above the above. Stima dechol stimin, you are the hidden of all hidden things. Leis machshova tfisa boch klal, the human mind, the mind cannot understand you, cannot fathom you whatsoever. V'ze b'chinas bitul hanal. This is describing this concept of bitul, where a person negates, they detach themselves totally from the physical, materialistic, and they go up to a place that's Hashem's infinite light, that has no boundaries just about. Sheshom kulo yechod. Upstairs, over there, it's all oneness. Vishom hakoil sosum venelam. There everything is completely hidden. Whenever we speak about different levels of spiritual light, the higher up you go, the more hidden it is. When we speak about Hashem's light of Chochmah, Chochmah is the beginning of the revealed light. And therefore the vowel in the Hebrew alphabet that's used to represent Chochmah is Pasach. Pasach means to open up. That's where the light begins to open up. Whereas when we go above Chachmah, when we go to keser or atik or the different terms that are used to describe what's above chachma, there we refer to it as komatz. Komatz means closed, hidden. V'zeu b'chinas rotzoi shehu b'chinas bitolanal. Rav Nosenthal says this is the concept of the term rotzoi that's used in Sifrei Kabbalah that represents bitul, a person rocketing up to a very high place where they're plugging into Hashem's infinite light. V'achar kach maschil ledaber mi'b'chinas voshoiv. And after Eliyahu HaNavi has described this rotzoi process, then he goes on to speak about the concept of voshoiv, coming back down and bringing some of that light back down with us. Shehu Mashikosov, this is what Eliyahu HaNavi writes afterwards over there. Antu da'afikas eser tikunin. You are the Hashem who has brought forth these 10 tikunim. V'korinon lohoin atikos timo. And we refer to the package of all 10 of them, as Hashem's hidden light. It's referred to as atikos timo. Umevayer v'hoylech, and he goes on, he continues to explain there, shekol ho'atikos timo klulin b'shloisha, that the entire package of atikos timo, which is 10 midos of Hashem, the 10 spheros, are actually broken out into three groups. Chad orich, one is long, v'chad kotzer, one is short, v'chad beinoni, and one is in between. Shehem b'chinas ha-shloisha kavin. These are the three channels that we discussed a few lines ago, the three paths, chesed, din, and rachamim. Chesed is the right, din on the left, and rachamim in the middle, kamuva, as is brought in the Sifrei Kabbalah. V'ze b'chinas ha-shloisha dayonim anal. And this is also the concept of the three judges that are needed to take a person from a state of being non-Jew and to convert them, to bring them into the Jewish nation. V'alkein ha-toyro mishuleshes b'chol b'chinoseh. And this is also why you'll find that the Gemara makes a point of emphasizing that the Torah, which is the book of Judaism, the Torah is split out into three on all levels. K'moy shamru, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, daf peches omer aleph, brich rachmono, deyohev loin urion tliso, blessed is Hashem, who has given us a Torah that's in three, Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, al yedei tliso, through the third one. Moshe Rabbeinu was the third one in his family. Aharon HaKohen and Miriam were older than him. Le'am Tliso, to a nation that's comprised of three, the Jewish people, Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim, V'chulu, etc. And the Gemara gives several examples showing how Yiddishkeit is about the three. Ki kol ha-toyro nimsheches mehorishimu anal. Because the entire Torah is brought down to us via the Rishimu, via that remainder, that residue from the beetle. When the person goes to that very high level of infinite, when they come back down, they're bringing down Torah. Shetzrichen lishoiv hamayim misham al yedei hakelim. If we want to bring down Torah, we have to draw these waters of Torah via vessels. Shehem klulim b'sholosh. And the vessels are divided into three categories. And again, they are represented by these three judges.